What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and of course, everybody is still talking about the new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. We got a better look at our villain, Cassandra Nova. However, most people do believe that Agent Paradox with the TVA is indeed going to be a bad guy himself. And I am one of those people. I do believe that he's not so good. However, I don't think the entire TVA is bad. I think specifically Agent Paradox and a team that he has is bad. In fact, I don't think they're actually working for the TVA, at least not the TVA we know. I actually think that they want the TVA for themselves and whoever is behind Agent Paradox, who I believe could be Kang the Conqueror. According to reports, it looks like Marvel Studios is indeed going to be continuing with the Kang the Conqueror storyline, which makes sense because they did a lot to set up Kang in the MCU as the big bad of the multiverse saga. So it makes sense that they wouldn't just abandon what they've already done. Now, side note, yes, this means that Kang will have to be recast. Jonathan Majors is not going to be returning to play Kang the Conqueror. I know there are a lot of petitions out there to bring him back to try and get Marvel to rehire him, but as of right now, what we've heard is that they are indeed going to recast for the role of Kang. But I believe Kang could be behind Agent Paradox, and I believe the ending of Deadpool and Wolverine isn't going to be, let's say, exactly what everybody thinks it's going to be. In fact, I still believe that Deadpool is going to destroy, basically, the entire multiverse. I think we are still going to get a Deadpool kills the Fox universe, but really combined with Deadpool kind of just kills the multiverse. So I have a theory of what exactly is going down in Deadpool and Wolverine. From Agent Paradox to Cassandra Nova to Kang the Conqueror to Deadpool and Wolverine actually entering the main MCU timeline at the end of this film. Keep in mind, yes, right now they are in the MCU, but the MCU isn't just one universe. The MCU is now the multiverse, and we are going to start to see shows and movies that take place in other universes, like the Fantastic Four will be set in an alternate universe from the main MCU timeline, but it is still a part of the MCU. The same thing goes for Deadpool and Wolverine, but at the end, I believe they jump to the main timeline. So let's start with the main obvious reason that Agent Paradox would get Deadpool to help him. And by the way, if you're new and you love Marvel, be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel and Deadpool and Wolverine videos. But I think it's very obvious why Agent Paradox needs the help of Deadpool and Wolverine. He wants to take down Cassandra Nova because she is controlling the void right now. She's also a really big multiversal threat. And with her psychic abilities, it's pretty easy to see how the TVA would be no match for her. In fact, we have the scene in the trailer where Wolverine seems to be no match for her. But Deadpool has kind of incredible powers that they actually are going to address in this film. He has the power to break the fourth wall. It's kind of interesting calling it a power, but it is what it is. That's one of the best things about Deadpool. So Deadpool has a particular power set that would enable him to take on Cassandra Nova and the rest of her group. But here's a big question. Why haven't we seen Agent Paradox before? We just went through Loki season 1 and Loki season 2. He was nowhere to be found. Where did he come from all of a sudden? And why exactly does he want Cassandra Nova out of the equation? Think about that for a second. She's in the void, so the fact that he wants her gone basically tells us that she can leave the void, that she can actually travel the multiverse, because typically the TVA wouldn't care about what goes on in the void. I mean, that's where the remnants of universes get sent. That's where the things or people they prune get sent. So they wouldn't really care about Cassandra Nova unless she really posed a threat to the multiverse, which we know she does. But again, Agent Paradox kind of came out of nowhere, and I believe that could be because with He Who Remains being gone now, new Kangs want to control the TVA. And I believe that Agent Paradox could be helping a variant of Kang the Conqueror, but first, he needs to get rid of Cassandra Nova. And this could be for many reasons. One is that it does look like she is controlling Eliath in the void. Kang could possibly want Eliath for himself, or perhaps he is afraid of Eliath. Remember, when He Who Remains was telling the story of the original multiversal war, he said that he harnessed the power of Eliath and killed everybody else, so perhaps this Kang knows the story about that and is simply afraid of Eliath. But Cassandra Nova herself, again, is insanely powerful, and she actually has real abilities, whereas Kang simply has technology. He is not psychic himself, he doesn't really have powers himself, but she does, so she could probably take him on, especially if something happened with his gear. And what's really interesting about this is that if my theory is correct, that means Deadpool and Wolverine are kind of working for Kang, which is a crazy but exciting thought, because obviously we know that by the end of the film, if Paradox is in fact a villain, if he is working for Kang, it'll probably be revealed. And here's what I'm thinking happens. I do think that Deadpool and Wolverine will eventually find a way to kill Cassandra Nova. If not kill, then defeat her in some way. Find a way to defeat her and keep her from traveling the multiverse. But in that moment, when they defeat her, we could get one of those classic villain moments where the villain reveals that they're really not the true bad guy. Now, don't get me wrong, Cassandra Nova is insanely evil. She is bad and she does pose a threat to the multiverse. But I believe she'll ask them some tough questions like, why do you think the TVA has you hunting me down specifically? Why did they specifically choose you? Why did they want me out of the equation? That's where I believe that she'll probably reveal that the TVA isn't exactly what they think it is, or that Agent Paradox himself isn't who they think he is. Because we've seen in the trailers Deadpool killing TVA agents. Why would he be killing TVA agents? Why would he be going up against them when they're supposed to be helping him? Well, there could be a few different reasons for this. One is that Agent Paradox may simply be a rogue TVA agent, and these could be normal TVA agents trying to stop Deadpool. I want to acknowledge that because that is definitely a possibility, but what I think is really going on here is that Deadpool and Wolverine are going rogue because they figured out that Agent Paradox isn't good, and he could be helping somebody, King the Conqueror, try to take over the multiverse and the TVA. So what happens when they figure this out? When old haunted Wolverine, who couldn't protect his one single universe, finds out that he was actually working for somebody trying to take over everything? Well, I think that's where they decide to essentially kill everything, and we dive into a Deadpool kills the multiverse kind of thing. Because here's the deal, Agent Paradox pitches Deadpool on the idea that he could save the multiverse, the idea that he could save his own personal universe. But the deal is that we know that that's not going to happen. We know that we are going into Avengers Secret Wars. We know the multiverse is going to crumble. We know incursions are going to happen. And we basically know that there's really nothing Deadpool and Wolverine can do to stop it. And I believe that Cassandra Nova is probably going to reveal this. She'll probably tell them, yes, I'm evil. Yes, I can explore the multiverse and roam the multiverse. But the real villain is this guy named Kang, and he wants to destroy it all. And by the way, you're working for one of his guys, Agent Paradox. So they'll probably learn that the destruction of the multiverse, that the threat to Deadpool's home, isn't exactly Cassandra, but it's the TVA, kind of the fake TVA at least, and Kang. And that's when I think kind of everything will start to go to hell, and they'll start to really mess with some universes, or at least wherever they're at, be it the Void, a Fox universe, another alternate universe, wherever it may be. But at the end of it all, I believe they will end up in the main MCU timeline, because it is confirmed that the two of them will be in the main timeline and will be a part of Avengers Secret Wars. And what better way to tie them into Avengers Secret Wars by having Deadpool and Wolverine basically tell them or show them that it is this Kang the Conqueror person who is the true threat to the multiverse. And we know Wolverine has a haunted past. He could not save his world. And we know Deadpool wants to specifically save his world as well. So that makes sense that they would want to join in this fight to save the multiverse. Wolverine wants redemption and Deadpool wants to save his world. This puts them in Secret Wars in a pretty perfect way. And again, I don't think Kang wants to take on Cassandra Nova. I think he wants her out of the way before he can really return and try to take over the TVA. I do also believe that he wants the Void to himself. He who remains wanted the Void. It would make sense that another variant of his would want the Void too. But he doesn't want to reveal his plans yet, which is why he works through Agent Paradox. This is what I think is happening, but go ahead and let me know your thoughts about my theory in the comments down below. Who do you think is behind Agent Paradox if you think he is indeed bad? Please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel for more news and theories. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or a PS5. The winner picks one item and we pick a winner at the end of each month. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Instagram and Twitter. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.